The Embroidered Towel by Mikhail Bulgakov. Translated from the Russian by S. E. Torrens. Narrated by Mark Bowen. If a person has never ridden on a tip cart over wild backcountry roads, then telling him about it is pointless. All the same, he won't understand. And for the person who has done it, well, I don't want to remind him of it. I'll say briefly, it took a full 24 hours for the cart driver and I to travel the 40 versts that separate the district town of Grachevka from Muria Hospital. It was uncanny how we arrived almost to the minute. At 2 p.m. on September 16, 1917, we were at the last silo on the edge of that most wonderful town of Grachevka, and on September 17th of that same unforgettable year, at 2:05 in the afternoon, I stood on dying grass, beaten down and sodden with September rains, in the courtyard of Muria Hospital. I stood in the courtyard, legs ossified, dazed. I mentally flipped through the pages of my textbooks, stupidly trying to recall if such an ailment did indeed exist, or if I had dreamt of it last night in the village of Grabalovka. That illness, where a man's limbs go rigid. What is its damned name in Latin? Each of my muscles ached with an intolerable pain, like that of a toothache. I won't even mention my toes. They no longer moved in my boots. Instead, they lay peacefully, like wooden stumps. I confess, in a burst of disheartened passion, I whispered curses on the medical profession and the entrance application I submitted to the university rector 5 years ago. During this entire time, it drizzled from above, as if through a sieve. My coat welled up like a sponge. With the fingers of my right hand, I futilely tried to grasp the handle of the suitcase, and finally I spat on the wet grass in frustration. My fingers unable to grip anything, my mind filled with all sorts of facts from interesting medical textbooks, I finally remembered the illness. Palsy. Paralysis. I desperately, the devil knows why, said to myself, traveling on your roads, I said with blue wooden lips, takes a lot of getting used to, I said spitefully for some reason to the cart driver, even though the state of the road wasn't his fault. Ah, comrade doctor, retorted the coachman, his lips barely moving beneath a pale mustache. I've been traveling this road for 15 years, and I still can't get used to it. I shuddered, dismally gazing back at the white peeling paint of the two-story building, at the unbleached log walls of the Feldscher's cottage, at my own future residence, a two-story, straight-lined house with mysterious, coffin-like windows. I slowly sighed, and then, dully, there came to me not Latin words, but a sweet phrase sung in my dazed from the journey and cold mind by a plump tenor wearing blue tights. I greet you home, so chaste and pure. Goodbye until we meet again, gold and red swath stage of the Bolshoi Theater. Goodbye, Moscow, and your shop windows. Ah, goodbye. I'll put on my overcoat next time, I thought, in baleful forsakenness, as I yanked the suitcase by the straps with my stiff hands. But next time it will already be October. Maybe I should wear 2 overcoats. I certainly won't return before a month passes. I won't travel back to Grachevka. Think of it. I had to stay the night. We traveled 20 versts and night fell. Darkness like a tomb. Night. We had to stay the night in Grabalovka. A schoolteacher took us in.